Hi, this is Adam Greenberg with Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire. Thanks for tuning into my podcast. Today I want to talk about the importance of engaging in dialogue with people and the importance of doing so with diverse points of view. I think it's really important, especially now, that we take the time to try to engage and speak to one another and listen to each other so that we can better understand each other. This is a very complicated world we're living in. Some of the issues that we're facing are also very complex. And I think it's the only way, I believe, that we're going to get to understand each other and empathize with each other's points of view is to talk about them and to try to do so without judgment, to honestly and truthfully seek understanding of different points of view so that we can understand each other. Let's take the Make America Great Again movement. This is a tough one for me. When I see Make America Great Again, I don't feel good. To me, it symbolizes a lot of things that are not cool. Racism, misogyny, violence, Islamophobia, homophobia, all kinds of things. Now, why do I say that? Well, the president of the United States, he gets up on stage and he says a lot of things that aren't very nice. I mean, he's made fun of there's a lot of video out there where he was making fun of the man with physical disabilities. While he's running for president. There's the comments about banning people from Muslim countries. There's the most recent where the protester was shoved down by police and he lay bleeding on the street. And the president says, we believe he may be a member of Antifa and he was up to no good and might be a setup. And so because of those things and because I don't agree with his politics and his way of presenting himself, I create this idea in my mind, and I believe a lot of people in the world do, that in that this Make America Great Again movement has come to symbolize all of these things. But the only, and so I find it, I'm astonished when somebody that I know or somebody that I work with posts something pro Make America Great Again, and I comment, and it's like, wow, I'm shocked that you would feel that way, and please, enlighten me as to how you could possibly be in support of this. And then they come back with some really good points about, this is an administration that has not yet gone to war. This is an administration who has done, 1, 2, 3 XYZ things. I don't need to get into a list of them right now, but they're, and whether it's good or not, my point is that these people admit that he's not the best leader. They admit that they're sometimes embarrassed by his antics, but they're also embarrassed and they're also not impressed with the other previous leaders' position on things and politics and decision making and mistakes, and so they're going to go in this direction and they believe in it. And so I think, well, wow, okay, so that is really good to know. And as long as it's respectful, everybody's entitled to their opinion. We're all entitled to a point of view. And whether I agree or I don't disagree with these people, we actually have a lot in common. We both love our family. We both love nature. We both love travel. We both love nice meals and fine wine. We both are generous and give to charities. And so we have a lot in common while we have differences. But the only way that we're going to learn each other's differences is to engage in dialogue. So when I saw the post, rather than unfriending them or being angry with them, I engaged with them and I asked them the questions and they responded. And we're still friends and it's okay. So that's one what I really wanted to talk about on this podcast today was, and encourage you to do, engage, have dialogue, ask questions, share a counterpoint, but don't counterattack. Let's keep the conversation intelligent, factual, respectful, and give people a bit of leeway on their points of view and try to empathize with their points of view. A diversity and inclusion is not just about the same number of men and women in a room or people of different ethnicities or religious backgrounds. It's about different points of view and inclusion of different points of view. So that's what I wanted to share today. I hope everybody's having a great weekend. If you've got an idea of a topic that you'd like me to highlight in my next podcast, please reach out to me. Or if you'd like to be a guest on my podcast and talk about some of these things, I would love to have you. Reach out to me, info@leaderstoinspire.com. Once again, it's Adam Greenberg with Leaders to Give, Leaders to Inspire. Hoping you're having a great day. Bye for now.